ministers have reversed their position following a legal challenge brought by Nigel Farage's Reform UK. Opposition parties are warning of chaos. The government, however, insists the move provides certainty to councils ahead of elections on May 7. Returning officers say the logistical challenge is significant: ballot papers must be printed, venues secured, staff organized. All within weeks, not months. Political analysts say the elections in Scotland and Wales will now become a major test, not just for the government, but for all parties. Royal Mail has been given 2 weeks to respond to allegations it is prioritising parcel deliveries over letters. MPs on the Business and Trade Committee say delays across the postal network have created what they describe as chaos. Workers have told the BBC that overstretched staff are focusing on parcels, causing letters to be delivered in batches, meaning important correspondence is arriving late. Royal Mail says it understands public frustration and is working to resolve short-term disruption. The Office for National Statistics will release new unemployment and wage figures within the hour. The unemployment rate stood at 5.1% in the 3 months to November, the highest since the pandemic. Annual wage growth slowed slightly to 4.5%. Former US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has told the BBC that anyone asked to testify before Congress over the Epstein files should do so, including Andrew Mountbatten Windsor. Mrs. Clinton says she does not recall ever meeting Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Mountbatten Windsor continues to deny any wrongdoing. The BBC has found that thousands of NHS staff are being referred to debt collectors after payroll errors led to overpayments. Data from 142 NHS trusts show that while around 50,000 overpayments occur annually, debt collection referrals have risen by nearly 50% to 2,683 cases. One doctor said he first learned of the issue when he received a court summons. NHS England says it has launched a payroll improvement programme. At the Winter Olympics, Britain's Kirsty Muir narrowly missed out on a medal again, finishing fourth in the big air. She was just 3.5 points behind Italy's Flora Tabernethli. A rare Pokemon trading card featuring Pikachu has sold for a record £12.1 million. The card was sold by YouTuber Logan Paul, and reportedly purchased by the son of former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci. In Manchester tonight, mostly cloudy, with occasional rain. Temperatures around 6 degrees Celsius. That's the news from Nacof Radio. More updates at the top of the hour.
On attend que le gouvernement change. On attend que l'économie s'améliore. On attend que quelqu'un nous remarque. On attend le bon moment. Barack Obama nous a laissé cette phrase puissante. Nous sommes ceux que nous attendions. Puissant, non? Ça veut dire quoi concrètement? Ça veut dire que le sauveur, ce n'est pas un politicien. Ce n'est pas un investisseur étranger. Ce n'est pas quelqu'un d'autre. C'est toi, c'est moi, c'est nous. Le changement commence quand un jeune décide « Je lance mon projet, même si j'ai peur ». Quand une femme dit « Je vais enseigner, même si les moyens sont limités ». Quand la diaspora affirme « J'investis chez moi ». J'apporte ma pierre. Quand une radio communautaire dit « On donne la parole à notre peuple ». On parle souvent de révolution. Mais la vraie révolution, elle commence par une décision personnelle. Arrête d'attendre le moment parfait. Il n'existe pas. Arrête d'attendre la bonne personne. Peut-être que cette personne, c'est toi. Alors aujourd'hui, pose-toi une question simple. Si j'étais la solution, qu'est-ce que je ferais maintenant ? parce que l'Afrique n'a pas besoin d'un héros solitaire. Elle a besoin de millions de personnes ordinaires qui décident d'agir.